Christian Grey himself has joined us on the show. Jamie Dornan, thank you for being on.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Very good.
So I was at the premiere on Thursday night.
Right.
That was a bit...
mental.
A bit mental,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now? Describe your life for us.
I'm exhausted.
Are you?
No, I shouldn't say that. But it's been a mad... I mean, actually, we've condensed all of the promotion into pretty much a week. So, I mean, I shouldn't be complaining too much, but it's been a hell of a week. And I'm right at the end of it. In about an hour, I'm literally done promoting the film, which has been great fun, but I'm tired. But it's very exciting, you know. We finished filming over a year ago, so it's a long time to wait. And you know, lots of fans who are anticipating it. So it's nice to finally get it out there and offer them what we made.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, I can't remember. There was... a time when there was so much hype for a film from the moment it was announced it was going to be made into a film,
sure,
and then the casting and then who was going to direct. It's just been full on. Has there ever been a point where you've been like, okay, stop the world, I want to get off?
A little bit. I remember when I heard they're making the 50 Shades of Grey books into... I hadn't read them at that stage, but I heard they're going to make a film. I remember going, well, that'll be a big deal. I never thought for a second I'd have any involvement in it whatsoever, but I remember thinking that'd be a big deal. And then when I first auditioned for it, I got asked to audition for it and made a tape in London with the casting director and sent it off and didn't hear anything for like 2 or 3 months. And again, I remember thinking, you know, that'll be a cool story, like kind of funny to tell people. Oh, I actually auditioned to play the guy. Again, never thinking it would actually happen. It's kind of mad.
Now you are the guy.
Now I am the guy and it's all done. And yeah, like it's fun, but you know, yeah, I mean, this week's been... insane. You know.
I mean, I've known films with merchandise.
Yes.
But this is next level merchandise. I mean, there's a lot of stories that have put like the 50 Shades of Tat that have come out for this film. Have you seen half of it? Have you seen any of
I've
it?
I've seen some of it. I mean, it's merchandise that, you know...
It's not official, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff that, you know, hasn't been made for other movies, obviously. I've seen various things. I saw like a Christian Grey teddy bear the other day. I sort of don't understand the logic behind it or what you use it for, or teddy bears in my head are kind of for children. Not sure you want to be giving.
There's a Christian
that.
Grey teddy bear. Which
yeah.
Obviously, so you haven't got that for your daughter.
No.
No. There's also baby grows that say, my mummy read 50 Shades of Grey 9 months ago. Or this one which has a pair of handcuffs on it saying, I'm pretending my daddy is Christian Grey.
I mean, all on so many levels, it's incorrect. I got given, when I was doing an interview yesterday, I got given a baby grow for my daughter. It says, I think it says, my daddy played Christian Grey and all I got was this lousy baby grow, which, I mean, she probably won't wear, I'll be honest.
No, I wouldn't imagine so. No. Have you seen the Jamie Dornan cake?
You know what I have? I've seen it. I've seen it like live. I've seen it like
in
tangible form. Like I could touch it and taste it. I tasted some of the stomach. In all fairness, like I met the woman because, by the way, it looks absolutely nothing like me. So I met the
ET.
It looks like some non-human. Yeah, it does. It's like unformed human. Like sort of like the third guy along in Darwin's evolution of man. You know, it's very strange. But actually, in all fairness to her. The lovely woman who made it, whose name I don't know, and her crack team of cake makers. It was based on who they saw Christian Grey as from the books rather than
you.
Who they cast as Christian Grey. But if that, I mean, is that how people saw him in the books? I don't know. Like good luck finding someone that looks like that. He's Neanderthal. I don't quite understand this. But anyway.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see him like that in
no,
the books.
Right.
You are a brilliant Christian Grey.
Oh, thank you.
It was so hard to know who it was going to be.
Yeah.
Obviously, you came in a bit later.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen The Fall at that point.
Right.
I was a bit late in catching up with The Fall, to be honest. Okay. I watched the first series really fast so I could watch the second series.
Okay, good.
And as soon as I did that, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you're definitely Christian
Grey. Okay, great. You're a deviant.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
But you've credited The Fall with helping you get this part.
Not because of the content of The Fall. I don't think in terms of like
the
Fall. No, just in terms of like you know, The Fall was so well received and critically, and you know, and also we got you know, lots of people watch it. Great viewing figures for BBC Two, broke records for them, and so basically, what I meant by that was like no one had a clue who I was until The Fall, and especially within the industry, and that goes a long way, and especially if something's critically. acclaimed in the States. Like, it was a long way, and they love BBC dramas and stuff. So I just probably wouldn't have had a chance to be in the room for 50 had I not done The Fall. I think that's what I meant by it.
I love The Fall. I'm glad to see you've got the beard back.
Yeah, you know, I feel most comfortable with it, I have to admit. Yeah.
So, Jamie, most actors I've interviewed say that sex scenes are probably the most awkward thing ever.
Right.
There's obviously quite a lot of them in this film.
There's plenty.
More than, apparently, this is a fact I read, there's more sex scenes in this film than all of the films in 2014 put together.
I don't believe that.
I thought that. I mean, who the hell's worked that out anyway?
That's fabricated. Come on. There's absolutely no way. I mean, there's a fair amount of sex in there. You know, obviously, it's a big part of the books and whatever. Yeah, that's a straight up lie.
So, what did you do to make the things less awkward? Was there any kind of like jokes or pranks or anything that you did to kind of go, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to break up everything, I think, with a bit of humor. And you know, Dakota and I we filmed most of the sex scenes towards the end of the shoot, when Dakota and I had built up a sort of rapport with each other and a trust, which is very vital to getting through days like that. So I thought that was a good idea that they put that towards the end of the shoot. But we just had fun with it. You know what? You know, we'd be in it and, you know, focused and professional when the cameras are rolling. But there was a lot of giggling, you know, after they called cut, and you know. But it was all good fun.
So after a steamy day on set, what would you do when you got home? Like, just watch Countdown or something like that, just to get as far removed as possible?
I mean, I would have had to, like, set up, like, a VPN, and because like, we were in Vancouver, Countdown, they don't have Countdown over there. They might have some very, you know, Canadian equivalent. Just get home and just try. I'm very good at switching off from work when I get home and leaving work behind. There can be residuals that you carry around if you can't maybe totally clear your mind of it sometimes, but I am pretty good at that, and I make a point of doing that. You know, life goes on. Work is work, and you're focused on it when you're there, and then you get home, and you're a different, you know, different person, and you're there, and you're with your family, and it's a different thing, you know.
And Dakota, I mean, she's probably the most naked in the film, I would
she is,
say.
Yeah.
was there ever a point where you're like, crikey, this is like madness. This is Don Johnson's daughter. Were you a Miami Vice fan?
I definitely watched a bit of Miami Vice back in the day. I didn't get to meet Don. I met Melanie Griffith, her mother, but I didn't meet Don. I mean... I wouldn't be very good at my job if that was going through my head.
Yeah, true.
I was like, wow, this is Don Johnson's daughter. I was kind of seeing her as Anastasia, I think.
Yeah.
But she was a great supporter with the whole thing. And, you know, tough for her, you know, very vulnerable position she got into. But I was very aware of that, and I felt protective of her. And, like, you know, because when the cameras are rolling between, you know, action and cut, it all makes sense, the scenarios we're in. But when you call cut, she just becomes a naked girl tied to a bed, and that's not easy, you know. So I'd make sure to be the first, as often the closest person to her, to like throw a blanket over her, untie her, you know, because it was tough.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So did you take any props away from the film?
No,
with you?
No, I didn't.
None whatsoever.
I wouldn't know what to do with them.
And final question, are you signed up for the next two films? There's obviously, we know there's going to be two more films.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. The idea is that we honour the trilogy and make three films. And that's a question for the studio, because it's purely their decision on whether we make more. And it's very dependent on how much money it makes, how many people go and see it, blah, blah, blah. So, that's certainly the intention, but nothing's official yet, I don't think.
I mean, I know you remove yourself from it, but literally this weekend there is going to be millions of people all over the world going to see this with Girlfriend. I loved the premiere so much because the atmosphere was brilliant. There was just gangs of like women and some guys as well, just loving it, cheering every time you took your top off.
See, I haven't actually watched it with the crowd yet, so I haven't really witnessed that, but I hear that they sort of react appropriately in the right moments, so that's good to hear.
Do you think would you ever sneak into the back of a cinema and could
you?
You
know, I don't think so, no. I mean, I feel like I'd rather be at sort of at home with the family than like sneaking into the back of movie theatres.
This isn't your Valentine's treat for your wife, then?
We won't be seeing it.
Jamie Dornan, you've been amazing. Thank you
so much
for coming in and talking to us about 50 Shades of Grey. It's out now.